soul of man is saved. Amen. Amen. Appreciate this family. Appreciate them. Amen. Brother Bright's going to come preach tonight. If you need to pray, the altar's open. You pray as long as you need to. It don't matter if he's preaching or what. Just pray. Find God's will and pray. Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Thank the Lord for his help, his touch. He is my friend, the faithful friend. The Bible said that he is God. He is the faithful God.
Amen.
He has promised us as children of God, he will not leave us alone. Even though he said, listen, I'm alone, but yet I am not alone because my Father is with me. Thankful in these days and these uncertain times, times of trouble, times of need. I'm thankful that you'll find him faithful.
Amen.
He is the faithful God tonight. If you have a copy of the Word of God, I invite you to go with us to a very familiar passage of Scripture. The Lord spoke to my heart just a few weeks ago as I was preaching, and the Lord said to preach this at Brother Heights on Saturday evening. I'm thankful that he knows that what it is that we have stand in need of and that what we need tonight.
Yeah.
Dear sister testified a few minutes ago to us and said it as if I was tapped into where that she lives. And it is as if I've been watching her to know what is going on in her home, in her family. And I do not. I'm limited. But there's a God in heaven. You see and understand tonight that everything is open and naked in his sight.
Yeah.
He sees all things and he knows all things.
Yeah.
He's brought us together this evening as a little flock on the side of the road here in Salisbury, North Carolina, to worship the Lord. Children of God have come with a desire on their heart to worship the Lord. Some has come out of tradition, no doubt. Some has come just to get out of the house. But I want to say unto you tonight, amen, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. As the Paul said unto the church there at Galatia, he wanted them to understand and know it is by the grace of God that he is what he is. I want to say tonight it is by the grace of God that I am what I am.
Amen.
Brother Bright said it right. Amen. I'm thankful that he has not dealt with us according to our iniquity. He has not given us what we deserve tonight. Thank the Lord. For what do we deserve, preacher? We deserve to be cast out. We deserve to be in torment. We deserve, we're guilty, thank God. And I'm thankful that the Lord, he took our place. Amen. The Bible said he came a propitiation, a substitute for our sin. Amen. Thank the Lord for the Word of God tonight.
Amen.
Book of 1 John tonight. Book of 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. When you found your place, I invite you to stand with us for to honor the reading of the Word of God tonight. 1 John chapter number 3. Thank you, Brother Hyde, for the invitation to come and be in meeting with you tonight. Appreciate the Lord and his faithfulness to his people. 1 John chapter number 3. Begin reading in that first verse. Bible said, behold, what manner of manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Thank God. Amen. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is in the transgression of the law. And ye know not that he was, and ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither knoweth him. Now, little children, he said, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, and he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for he his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In the children of God are manifest, and in the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is, you understand, the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Lord, Father in heaven, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the preaching we've already heard. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God, the quickening power. I pray, Lord, tonight for a moment that you would rest upon this place, God, that you would send conviction power upon the sinful man, and that you would draw them to a place of repentance unto salvation. Oh, God, that you would strengthen and encourage the saints of God tonight. How we need your help, how we need your presence. And your power, Lord, I pray tonight that you'd take the word of God and that it may fall on good ground, that it may bring forth. Oh, God, I pray that you'd bless this church and the people, Lord. I pray that you'd bless the men of God. Oh, God, have your way in the furtherance of this service. I pray, Lord, that you'd remove the hindrance that may stand in the way. I pray, God, that you would be exalted in all things. Oh God, help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Help us to be obedient. Help us, Lord, to not only hear the word, but to be doers of the word of God. How we love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. We ask the things in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of God. In the book of John, we find in chapter number 3 that even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever would believeth in him should not perish, thank God, but have eternal life. For brother Bright, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world, you understand, to condemn the world, but all that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Oh, he that believeth on him is not ashamed. Amen. Oh, but he that believeth not, he is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. I've come this way tonight to tell you, amen, as the writer here, John, in the 3rd chapter, wrapping up about the first epistle, Brother Hyde, he said, I'm interested in the few words that he started off the chapter with. He said, to behold, oh, behold, what manner of love the Father, amen, hath bestowed upon us, amen. He said, in short tonight, how would you look at just how much the Lord loves you, amen. Behold, what manner
of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And the Bible said that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I count it all joy to be in the part of the family of God. I count it all joy to be a servant of the risen Savior. I count it all joy to be a son of the Amen, of the Savior of the world. Amen. For there was a time that I was not a son, but I was a servant of sin. I was dead. I was on my way to destruction. I was separated. I was sinners. Oh, but God, who is rich in mercy, for with his great love, he loved us, thank God. The Bible said, even while we were yet sinners, Christ, Brother Schaefer, died for us, thank God. Amen. So, for a few moments tonight, would you forget what went on today? How would you quit worrying about tomorrow? Amen. How would you quit worrying about the trouble that you're in? And would you focus with me just for a moment? And let's just look how much that the Lord loves us. Amen. Oh, we sing a song sometimes. Brother Hyde that said has something about how the Lord loved, how that he loved me, how being past tense, and I just couldn't sing it. I didn't like it. Amen. I say, you know what I say? I say how much he loves me. Amen. Oh yeah, I don't understand, and I know that I'm treading in water, Brother Hyde, that cannot be preached. I told about the love of God. Amen. It's been sung about. It's been preached about for a long time now. Amen. And I won't say we've only scratched the surface. The songwriter said, if we with ink the ocean filled, Brother Bride, amen. If we filled up the oceans with ink, and every man a scribe by trade, and every stalk on earth a quig, amen. I could write the love of God above. Hey, it drained the ocean dry. Amen. And if it could have scrolled, I could tame the whole. Hey, it stretched from sky unto sky. Amen. Oh, but I want you to catch a glimpse. Maybe just to remind you, maybe tonight, just how much that the Lord loves you. Amen. Hey, I'm saying to you, child of God, tonight, amen, he loved you so much that he was willing, amen, that he was obedient unto the Father. He was obedient unto death. Amen. He purchased your pardon. Hey, that's right. He brought you out, thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm thinking about over yonder in Deuteronomy chapter 7. He said, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Amen. Above all the people, brethren, upon the face of the earth, the Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you are more in number than any other people. For you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you and because he would keep his oath, amen, that he's sworn unto the fathers, hath the Lord brought you out, amen, with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen for the land. How the Bible said, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, now therefore know how the Lord thy God, oh, that he is God, and that he is the faithful God. Hey, I'm telling you tonight, He loves you so much that He brought you out. Preacher, that's Old Testament. That's Old Testament gospel. Amen. We can't apply that to us today. You go tell that to somebody else. Amen. Hey, I understand the text. The children of Egypt or the children of Israel. How was God's chosen? Amen. He chose the Jewish nation to be His own. Amen. And not because they were a big number, but because they were the fewest, and because He would keep His oath. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. And we find Him faithful to His word. And He brought His children out, thank God. The Bible said that He is God and that He is the faithful God. Amen. So, preacher, how can we apply that to us today? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad one day I found myself just as the children of Israel down in Egypt's bondage. I found myself a slave to sin. Amen. How'd you find it, preacher? Well, it was by the preaching of the Word of God. Bless the Lord. I revealed unto me, Brother Bride, that I was hopelessly lost, that I needed God, amen, that I was headed to destruction, amen. Oh, but I'm here to tell you tonight, would you behold, child of God, it wasn't matter of love the Father had bestowed upon us. Amen. Would you take? Do you remember that night? Do you remember that day when the Lord brought you out? Amen. Oh yeah, I'll never, the song said, get over what the Lord put me under. Amen. That night, when I bowed on my knees, thank God. Hey, bless the Lord, brothers. Brother Hyde, I'm glad that I've been brought out, thank God. Hey, I was hopelessly lost. I could not help myself out. There's no man to help me out. Oh, but the Lord had mercy upon my soul. I came to where I was and lifted me out, thank God. Amen. Psalmist David said that he waited patiently upon the Lord and then inclined unto me. He heard my cry. Amen. And the Bible said that He brought him up out of a place of a mire, a place of clay. And He set His feet, thank God, upon that solid foundation, that solid rock. And He established His going. And He put a new song in His mouth, even a song of praise unto our God. How many shall see it and fear? Thank God. Brother High, thank the Lord. Oh, would you behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we, thank God, could be brought out.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's right.
There's no other way out.
That's right.
You remember that night, that 12th chapter, book of Exodus?
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said, let this be a token unto you.
Yes,
for when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Right.
That installment of the first Passover.
Yes, sir.
It took the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Sinner friend, for you to be brought out, it takes the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. That Lamb, He said, shall be a Lamb of the first year.
Amen.
A male.
That's right.
Amen. One without spot and one that is without blemish. Amen. You are to take that Lamb out from among the sheep and the goats and keep it up until the 14th day.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Separate it. And then on that day, amen, take it out to the congregation of the people, and you are to slay that lamb, amen, and take the blood of that lamb. And but let me back up a minute in that text. How the Bible said, thank the Lord, how Brother Hyatt, amen, he said, listen, if the house next unto thee, amen, oh listen, he said, listen, the blood of the lamb, if the house is too little for the lamb, I take the neighbor unto thee, amen. He didn't say if amen, he said if the house be too little for the lamb. What are you saying? I'm saying what the brother said earlier, and what's been testified already, that he is enough, amen. It's the only way unto salvation, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man, he said, I'm coming to the Father but by me. He said, I am the door. If any man come, amen. Brother Hyde, I'm glad that he didn't reject. I'm glad he didn't refuse. I'm glad he came to where I was. I extended mercy unto me. What do you say? I'm just thankful that I'm brought out, amen. Oh, would you look back, child of God, and just behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon you, that he would bring you out, amen. 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 Not everybody was brought out over yonder on that day. Bible said there was weeping. There was wailing. There was some crying going on, brother, because there were many on that night died because they were disobedient to what God said to do, because the blood was not applied. See, you see, tonight, when we stand before God, amen, Brother Hyde, it's not our righteousness. It's not the good deeds that we've done. Amen. It's not the titles that we hold. Amen. All it is going to be is if the blood has been applied. Amen. How do you know that, preacher? Well, Revelation chapter 21, how the Bible said death and hell, after they were judged according to their works and their deeds and all the evil things, they were judged and cast back out into outer darkness and gnashing of teeth, which is the second death. And then he said, and those that were not found written in the book of life, I were cast out. Amen. Oh, listen, the only way unto life eternal is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, that's what brought me out, the blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon you? I heard one preacher say it like this. Hey, amen. He said, you are worth it. Amen.
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 Oh, yes. Sinner friend here tonight, listening by the way of the air, you're worth it to him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He saw who you are. He saw what you'd be. Now, I can't fathom that, how that he saw me who I was. I knew who I'd be. I knew that I'd fail. I knew that I'd come short. Oh, but he said, you're worth it. And he willingly laid himself down. Amen. I behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that he would bring us out. Oh, look a little further, behold. What manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, Brother Bright, that he, amen, would bear our grief. He would carry our sorrow. Isaiah 53, he is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it was our faces from him. He is despised and rejected of man, and we esteemed and nod. Oh, but Brother Hyde, behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that he would bear our griefs. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The man said on his way back from worship, and he asked the man of God,
"Yes, sir."
Said, who's he talking about?
Yeah.
He talking about himself? Talking about some other man? And the Bible said that he opened up the scriptures in the same place and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. Oh, but listen real close to this text. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Amen. And with his stripes we are healed. All we are like sheep gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Amen. As a sheep before shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and for judgment. Amen. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people. Oh, listen, he said, was he stricken? He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Oh, but because he had done no violence, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Oh, but yet it pleased the Lord. Oh, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Amen. The Bible said, he hath put him to grief when he shall make his soul an offering for sin. Amen. Brother Bright said, as boys, we were raised in the house of God. And boy, I'm thankful for the good godly heritage that we have. We are so blessed to be in this way. Amen. Brought up in this way and even being brought up in the way, we learned real quick. Our last name is Bright. Amen. We learned real quick how to what to do and how to say and what to wear. Amen. And to fit in, thank God. Oh, but we did not fit in. Amen. A miserable place. Amen. Oh, but I'm thankful one day that old gospel hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, I got real to me. Amen. I could sing it forwards and backwards. I could read the text forwards and backwards. We could quote scripture. Hey, we said amen with the best of them. Oh, but I'm thankful for that day. That Sunday morning on the right side of the altar, going home, Free Will Baptist Church. Amen. I laid upon the altar, Brother Hyde. There's no man there with me. Amen. It was just me and God. I've been running from him for over a week now. A week prior, the Lord convicted my soul. I revealed unto me. I rolled back the scales off of my eyes and revealed unto me through the Word of God that I was dead in sin, that I was hopelessly lost, and that I needed Him. Oh, but I refused and I rejected. I said, Lord, we sing for you. Me and my brothers and dad went around singing. Hey, we went to the house of God. There's no questioning. It didn't matter if you were sick. It didn't matter if you had the chicken pox. Amen. You were going to the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
So we went. But you understand, I was lost. Held on to that childlike profession. That profession, as others went up, I wanted to go too.
Yeah.
So I bowed in there with them. Amen. Amen. They asked me if I got saved. Yeah, I did. Amen. Got saved. Bless the Lord. But I didn't get saved. Oh, on that Sunday morning as a 16-year-old boy. Thank God, went to bed that week long of him every day, every night, every moment. It seemed of 7 days straight, I'd try to do something to satisfy that longing in my soul. Never would. And the Lord said, you need to be saved. Amen. You lost, you need to be born again. Amen. And Brother Hyde, I've testified, I've said this many a time, and I believe you ought to. I believe you ought to testify. If you have a testimony, you ought to tell about it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Hyde, as the week went on and me continuing to refuse and to reject him, that voice got a little bit softer. That tug got a little bit lighter. Amen. Saturday evening, I'd done made up my mind I wasn't going to the house of God. I was going to live it up that night. And I was going to satisfy that longing in my soul. The drugs and the alcohol and the women and the music and the things of the world. Amen. What are you looking at me for? I didn't do none of those things. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Some of y'all judge me just because I said those things. Amen. I didn't do none of those things. But I was around it. And I was even as if doing it.
Yeah.
Amen. Lost without God. Amen. I told that boy, it usually comes and picks me up, not to come. I ain't coming. Got some things to do. I'm glad that he did not hear me. And he did not listen to me, Brother Bright. But on that Sunday morning around church time, I heard that old red Dodge pickup pull into my driveway. So I got up, threw some clothes on, and I went with him to the house of God. Amen. Oh, that Sunday morning, I went down a beggar, but I got up a king. Amen. I went down in darkness, but I raised up in the light. I went down dead in my sin. Oh, but he brought me out. Hey, thank the Lord. How would you behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us? That he would bring us out. That he, thank God, would bear our griefs along this way as a child of God. He never promised us that it'd be easy. He never promised us that it'd be a bed of roses. But he did say, in this life, you shall have tribulation. Oh, but be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. And Brother Hyde, through him, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through him, that loved us. Amen. He, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. He broke down that middle wall of partition that was between us. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, we read about that. How that now in Christ Jesus, ye whom sometime were afar off, but are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down that middle wall, a partition between us, and abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself of twine one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God into one body by the cross. Amen. Having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace not to you who were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Amen. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as would receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Would you behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, thank God, that he would bring you out, thank God. I set you upon the rock, amen. I set you free from the burdens of sin. Oh, that he, amen, bless the Lord, I would bear our griefs along this way, brethren. I'm glad he's the faithful friend. I'm glad you can cast your care upon him, for he cares for you, amen. Oh, he broke down that wall that had us separated. Amen. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin. Thank God. Bible said in Romans 5, justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice for the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Experience. The Bible said that tribulation, knowing that it worketh patience. And that patience experience, and experience hope. For hope maketh not ashamed, because it is shed abroad in our hearts. Amen. We're going to face trouble. We're going to face trying times. We're going through the darkest day that I've ever seen. Probably you have too. We've never in our church day have never seen it like this before. But I want you to know and understand that it didn't catch God off guard. Amen. Amen. It didn't. Wow, I didn't see that coming, no. Has it ever occurred, Brother Pot? Has it ever occurred to us that there's never, ever, nothing ever occurred to him? Amen. A lot of stuff catches us off guard. Storms of life just begin to come out of nowhere. Just out of the blue. Just we're going through the darkest valley we've been in. I've not been saved too long, but I've been saved long enough to know. I've been through enough to know. It'll be enough. Talking to Brother Height's daddy back here, 83, 84 years old. He could tell you some things, and some of you other folk can testify some things you've been through. Yes. And they all will have a link. They all have something that compares. It'll be that the Lord has been faithful. And that the Lord, he's been good. Amen. Would you behold what manner of love the Father? I know that your mind is way out in left field, playing baseball sometime as a boy. Amen. That was one of the phrases my boss, or the boss, yeah, the coach would say, get your mind out of left field. Get your mind on the game. Amen. I know there's things going on outside these doors. I understand that our government is wicked. And if you only knew some of the things that were going on behind the closed doors, if we only knew the things that they were doing, amen. Oh, it would just blow our minds. Oh, even as the day of Sodom and Lot, even in the day of Noah, amen, the wicked that was going on, hey, wickedness is still wicked. A man's heart is wicked, amen, and desperately wicked. Oh, but I'm here to tell you tonight, I would you just for a few moments, I look and see how much the love the Lord has for you, that He would bring you out, that He would bear your grief, that He would remove that obstacle that was between us, that we, Brother Hyde, oh, behold what manner of love had the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Yeah. That we would be called the sons of God. Bible said in John chapter 1, He came into His own received Him not. But to as many as would receive them, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Thank the Lord for His great love that He hath bestowed upon us. Even when we were sinners, died in our place. Every head's bowed, we're all standing together. Brother Hyde's going to come. Would you behold just for a few minutes as the Lord has spoken to your heart?